81 today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, 66 tonight. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and 85 tomorrow. 69 right now, and I'm Kel Kane.
2 months ago, I was at Mitchell International Airport waiting to get on a flight to Pittsburgh to go pick up my mom, going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm sitting there waiting for the flight to board, and I look over, and I see the one and only Pat McCurdy. And I said, Pat, are you going to Pittsburgh?
And I said, is that Dave?
Yeah. And Pat says, yeah, I'm going to Pittsburgh. And I said, why are you flying to Pittsburgh? And you had a private party to do?
I'm becoming really popular with private parties in Pittsburgh.
What?
Private parties in Pittsburgh. Can we say that?
You should write a song about that.
Yeah.
It's a private party in Pittsburgh. So what was it? It was just some guy who loved you, or his wife loved your music?
It was the guy who was the last party was the guy who was the trainer for the Penguins for 10 years. And worked for the Pirates, and his friend, what's this, Pirates, Penguins, Private Party?
Yeah, Pat, yeah.
I'd played there earlier, mm-hmm. and he'd seen the show and said, I got to get that guy for my wife's birthday.
How cool
really
is that? And he flew you in for the wife's birthday party?
Yes.
Are these big parties, or is it just a couple people sitting around on a couch?
It's a cool Irish bar, a capacity about 120 people. So it's in a bar.
Okay.
And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for you.
It's fantastic. We're going back in August for another party. Coming back from Iraq, and we're going to play for him.
How cool is that?
Yeah, but this time we're not flying because the tickets for the...
Oh, because of the jet fuel. Yeah.
So we're going to be driving. That's why I wanted to know what that drive is.
Oh, the drive's not bad. I mean, you know, it's about...
13 hours?
No, you can do it now because with the turnpikes and stuff, I would say probably 10 and a half to 11.
Okay.
Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to say, I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah, it's a great place.
It kind of reminds you of Milwaukee.
It kind of reminds... And the sports fans, we were there for the first night of the playoffs, the hockey playoffs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it was so funny because you said to me, yeah, I got to go downtown, and they're telling me that there's like this hockey thing going on. Are they really crazy about hockey? And I was like, yeah, it's a Stanley Cup. They might, it's the
Well, fight. No, it was the first round. It was
the first round of the playoffs.
And I knew nothing about hockey, but now we were fans. We followed the Penguins all the way through.
So now you understand that we're getting a lot of emails about you, right? I mean, do you know that? About the fact that people are getting, you know, I mean, the big gig is starting tomorrow, and they're looking at their calendars, and they're going, where's Patty McCurdy? And then, of course, on Milwaukee.com, Drew Olson talked to you, did a column about it, and an interview with you. And this will be the first time in how many years?
I think it's the first time in 17 years.
Okay. All right. So can you give a little official explanation? I mean, what's going on? What's going on?
Well, part of it is, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, a baby and whining, but part of it was we didn't get we really weren't offered a time slot that I wanted to play this year, and we had a bunch of other shows that we already booked.
Well, the thing is, Murph, I mean, you guys book out. Literally.
Yeah, months.
Months, 6 months, 9 months
six
in advance.
6 to 9 months, yeah. The summer especially. And part of it is that I'm a victim of my own success. There were 2 or 3 years where I played in the afternoon from noon to 3 at the big Piggly Wiggly stage on the way in, and then went home and then went back and played for another few thousand people at 10 o'clock. So I got the afternoon and the families, and I did my family show, and I got the nighttime, and I got the exciting...
Well, which was at the comedy stage, because I remember bringing Vaz Gershon out to see you,
uh-huh.
And we were back, and he was just, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night when everyone should be going home, and it was just to the rafters. It was jaw-dropping. He was just totally amazed.
And once you have that, it's not the same to drive in at noon... when they're still cleaning up the cups from the night before.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the same. So I'm a little spoiled. And then this year it just didn't quite work out with because we had so many dates already
booked.
Okay,
well, reading this whole thing here in onmilwaukee.com, Bob Babish says, it doesn't mean you're not coming back necessarily, you know, just so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
It's just a scheduling thing, right?
Yeah, so I got emails that are coming in at this very moment for you. All right, here we go. This is from Judy. She says, Pat played at a private graduation party for my daughter and several of her friends after their college in Whitewater graduation day. He was awesome. Everybody loved it. Let me say again, I love Pat McCurdy. This is from Catherine. Good morning, everybody. We live in Appleton. We're huge McCurdy fans. However, we are a tad older than the crowd he plays to at Mill Creek. Still, we've been and have had a great time. Will you ask him if he ever does any shows in the Fox Cities that begin before 10 p.m.?
Well, Mill Creek begins at 9 p.m.
Okay.
You could come for the first set and...
All right.
Are you going to be doing the whole going around to area? Like when I saw you up at a local park, you were up at Rotary Park.
I will be there again this year.
Okay.
At the Mequon Rotary Park. And I've got a show this Saturday. It's Cedarburg Summer Sounds. And I think it's part of a bigger festival that they're having
there. Cedar Creek Park?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 7 o'clock?
Bring the off.
Saturday? Oh, my God.
It's awful.
It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? So what? Don't let that deter you. Just spray yourself down and go see him, because we had more darn fun when we went to go see Pat at Rotary Park.
No,
that was a great night, because my son Julian was one of his first shows on his own. That was,
he was really
that was,
fun.
That was the night he had a Rice Krispie Square and a Mountain Dew.
Boy, he didn't get too jacked up. Night.
Oh, my God.
July 23rd, Rotary Park.
Cool.
Bar Louie, Water Street, tonight at 9. And then check this t-shirt out here.
Okay, where is Pat McCurdy? I think my daughter bought one from you the last time we saw you.
Okay, now these are
mine.
Where's Pat t-shirt? Brew City Tees at Summerfest or patmccurdy.com. There's a link to that. And there's a donation for each of these shirts that are sold that goes to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's really, really
cool.
Yeah. We appreciate that very, very much. All right, so you got your guitar in hand.
I do.
What do you got for us today?
I wrote a summer anthem 2 weeks ago. It's my new summer anthem. And it's especially for teachers and people who don't have to work for 2 or 3 months. Because for them, every day's the weekend to me. Because I got no responsibilities. Every night I'm having fun. Sorry if you're having none. Every day's the weekend to me. Every day's the weekend to me. Blame it on my personality. Back off, Charlie, I'm all right for 7 days and 7 nights. Every day's the weekend to me. I can't stop, I can't slow down. I can't sit here and stare at these four walls a minute more, because they're closing in. Every day's the weekend to me. I'm out here running wild and fancy free. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Let's go out and do some drinking. Every day's the weekend to me. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day's the weekend to me. 'Cause I got no responsibility. Every night I'm having fun. Sorry if you're having none. Every day's the weekend to me. Every night I'm having fun. Sorry if you're having none. Every day's the weekend to me.
Yeah! Every day's a weekend.
That's awesome.
Man, oh man. I know some people who are, in the midst of that right now to get the entire month of July off.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
God, do they have a dance yet? Is there a dance?
No, not yet.
Every day's a weekend song?
No. I just made it up. So
does it ever blow you away, there's some of the dances and stuff that are created,
It's fantastic. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Does it surprise you? Like, okay, I didn't think of that one.
A lot of this stuff I don't think of.
Yeah.
A lot of this show is written by the people I play for. It's made up by the people I play for. I got a great idea for a song. Minutes ago.
Oh, no, I was a month and a half ago, I shot a text to Pipe Jim, because just out of the blue, I can't write this song, but I came up with a great title for a song, and I said, I'm going to send it to Pat, because I know Pat could write a great song for this. And the title of the song, and it's all about us getting older and dealing with our own mortality, and it's called Man Breasts.
And then you can have the crowd show their man breasts.
I see.
I love that.
You know, they're not perky. You know, they're starting to sag. Mm-hmm.
I just watched a thing on It was one of those things with the greatest TV commercials across the world, and there was one from the UK where it was for like a Bally's or something like that, and it was a guy and he had his baby in his arms, and he got the baby was crying. He gets the arms, he picks the baby up in his arms, and he walks over and he sits down, and the baby starts to suckle because he had his shorts on, and it says time to get in shape, and then they put the name of the fitness club up there. So I like that a lot. So I can understand that. So a little feedback from the crowd, and you're on your way. All right, so once again, 9 o'clock, Bar Louie tonight. Cedarburg, Summer Sounds, Saturday, 7 o'clock, Cedar Creek Park. And July 23rd, Rotary Park. And I'm sure you can just go to your website and check everything out there.
Absolutely.
That's right, Pat McCreery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, God, you're so much fun. It's just all summer.
And kids are good? Everybody's good?
Yeah, but my 4-year-old's, I don't know about him. My 4-year-old, Miles, his new thing is... For some reason, when he's being silly, he addresses you as Dennis Krause. He'll go, don't do that, Dennis Krause.
Where did that come from?
Am I letting him watch too much TV? out of the blue, too.
Out of everybody in the world.
Out of everybody in the world. And it's not like, I don't think
that
he watches that much
hilarious.
TV.
We know Dennis Krause.
What are you doing, Anderson Cooper? Yeah. What are you doing, Barack Obama?
Channel 32, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's what he'll be like. Okay, be quiet, Dennis Krause.
I can see that.
Miles, what are you talking about?
Well, you know what? That's the title of your next song.
Be quiet, Dennis Krause.
And then you got to get Dennis Krause up on stage.
Right, exactly.
When he actually saw him, he was just like, that's Dennis Krause.
Yeah. Okay, at some point he had to hear that or something. I mean,
probably watching, something where they said
maybe they're promoing Dennis Krause.
Yeah, wow, that's
because I got these guys. You know, I got them watching shows that I want to watch, so we don't have to watch.
He never watched
Barney or any of that stuff.
Right. Spike TV.
We watch the Three Stooges.
Oh, do you really?
How about you get? Well, you're not home at night, but there's a new channel.
Me.
It's incredible. The Mooners, man. The Mooners are the best.
Julian, my 7-year-old just thinks that Leave It to Beaver is about the funniest show in the world. Here, it's 50 years old now, maybe. Mm-hmm, Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
And so many lessons, so many life lessons that you can still learn from Leave It to Beaver.
That is hilarious.
I'm amazed by
it. What's even funnier is when he goes to school and starts talking about it to the other kids.
Ward, don't you dare hit the beaver.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
What are you saying? All right, Pat, thank you very much
for
coming
Pat.
In.
Thanks for having me.
You got to go see Pat. Pat McCreery, Bar Louie, 9 o'clock tonight, Water Street, Cedarburg, Summer Sounds, and remember those Pat McCreery t-shirts. Where's Pat? Get them at Bruce City Tees at Summerfest or patmccreery.com, and they're making a donation to Children's Hospital for each one of those shirts that are sold. 8:35. Time for a news break right now in the KLH newsroom. Here is Carol Kane. 60-